Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Buzz 24/7 brought to you by our friends at New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. So we're going to talk to Joe Monroe, who is an, internet adult performer. She does like TikTok videos and skimpily clad.
Yeah. Not wearing much and dancing around.
She showed up on my feed of Instagram under the Reels section, so I clicked on one of the videos, and apparently they're TikTok videos. Then I commented on her on the air. Somebody looked her up in our audience, joined her website. She tweeted about us. She reached out to me, and I said, all right, I talked about it with you guys. Let's get her on. So,
get her on.
Without any further ado, we're going over to the UK, and Tall Ass Girl is joining us. Joe, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Hello.
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You have an accent.
I do have an accent, yeah. A bit different than my reels.
That's funny.
So, yes, I'm Northern Irish.
Let me, I'll give you the layout of how we're going to do this, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So there's four of us and maybe five. We might be joined by another show member. And,
cool.
And we're going to record this for our post-show podcast. We're a radio show that's on seven stations in New England, and we've been around for a long time. And, so it's Kelly Brown is here. He's our news guy. We've got Laura over here.
Hello.
Hi, Laura.
We have Roadkill as well.
Good morning.
I'm Greg. So.
Morning.
So.
Hi.
Is this your first interview, Joe, that you've ever done?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, you've got exclusive rights to my first interview.
So let me backtrack and just kind of explain to people that are listening to the 24/7 how this kind of came about. So I'm on Instagram, and I'm going through my Instagram and stuff like that, and I scroll down, and it's got a section that they call Reels, which I guess are videos that are a little too long, or just sometimes I don't know where they came from, but there's Joe in spot number one, and she's gorgeous. So
he came in here and he was like, does anybody follow her? Because she just popped up and I just started watching. And then so he starts showing us and I go, so she dances in suspenders and no shirt underneath. And he's like, I don't know why she popped up, but she's beautiful.
Well, I showed the guys and they all agreed.
Yep.
And so we just were
we
like,
did.
That's when we brought it up on the air. You know, like, hey, who are you following on Instagram? And I'm like, well, I just found this tall ass girl.
And he became very smitten.
And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, you're gorgeous. And I'm really intrigued by the whole internet thing as far as using it the way you use it. Like, what do I say? Are you a model? Are you an adult entertainer? Because I know you have an OnlyFans account.
Yep.
How do I describe you?
I guess when I'm telling people what I do, I usually say online content creator, which is quite vague.
I like that.
It doesn't. You know, it doesn't really tell you exactly what I do. You know, I could be a Twitch streamer, I could be a YouTuber, whatever. That's what I use when I'm telling people in real life what I do. But online, I guess I go by the term sex worker, I think is the most, I guess, politically correct way to say it. Adult entertainer as well. Those are all quite apt, I'd say.
Hey, it's all good to us. Hey, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
All right, so Kelly Brown has a question. Well, this is Joe Monroe, who is the tall-ass girl here. Go ahead,
Joe,
Kelly.
I know you're from Northern Ireland. I've been to Northern Ireland a couple times. I wanted to know where in Northern Ireland are you from?
I'm from the north coast of Northern Ireland. So I don't want to be too specific, just in case anybody from my hometown happens to be listening. If you are, hello. Okay. But from the very north coast of Northern Ireland.
You care to give us like a street address or anything?
I'm just saying. Yeah, you got a pen handy? I'll give it to you now.
So let me ask you this, because there's a million questions when it's so interesting, you know, aside from the part like, you know, you're smoking hot, all that stuff. It's such an interesting thing because people aren't used to it, right? So you just mentioned your hometown. How many people in your hometown and your friends and family, everybody know what you do?
The people closest to me know what I do. So my mum, my sister, my boyfriend, obviously a few real life friends would know. It's not like I advertise it on my personal Facebook or Instagram, you know.
Right.
This is quite separate from my real life. So
and this you make a living doing this, right?
I do make a living, yes.
See? I hope you're doing well.
You've answered so many of my questions as you're saying, because I didn't know, like, okay, how does your significant other handle it? I mean...
He's obviously okay with it.
He's totally cool with it. I remember when I first decided that this was something I wanted to try, because basically for the longest time, my friends had kind of said to me, like, oh, Joe, have you ever tried OnlyFans before? And because it kind of became a bit of a meme, almost. Like, OnlyFans itself has become a bit of a joke to everybody. You know, it's like, and please take no offense to this when I say this, but it's like when a guy decides that he wants to start a podcast. You know, it's like the equivalent of that. They say, like, you know, the girls, they're going to start an OnlyFans to try and make it big, basically. Obviously, that doesn't happen for everybody.
I think it's awesome. I mean, I think that there's people going out and making OnlyFans accounts and making a lot of money. And people are buying it. And none of us think anything you're doing is wrong. Yeah. So don't think you know.
No, I'm glad.
You know, but
I have a page nobody subscribed. They actually paid money for me to keep my clothes on. So.
you do have a significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend?
Boyfriend. Okay. Yes. So he, just to answer your question, my boyfriend's totally cool with it. When I came to him to say, like, look, I want to try this, he was like, okay, I mean, give it a go. It's, you know, it's your body, it's your decision. And I was like, cool. I originally started off posting anonymous pictures on Reddit, so without my face in them. And then as things kind of snowballed, I ended up showing my face and kind of showing a bit more of my personality. And that was obviously a very difficult decision to make, but as the money started coming in, I guess my decisions were kind of swayed by that as well. Because I was like, I just basically wanted to see if I could do well on it.
Right.
And I'd started doing well on it. So it kind of spiraled.
I'm bringing another show member is joining us now on Zoom. So she'll be able to, I think she'll be able to hear you. Kayla is also joining us. She just said hi to you, Kay. Yeah, there you go.
Hi.
Hello.
So Kay,
good, how are you?
Kay is just joining the, we're all naked. I don't know if you knew. I'm just wearing suspenders. But Joe, so you got your boyfriend, right? And that's, and he seems like he has a great attitude about it. I mean, but there's also. But
have you ever been like in a situation where you and him are walking down the street and somebody says,
hey,
you're tall-ass girl.
No, I haven't actually been in that situation before yet. I think it's just an inevitability at this point. I have had people from my real life recognize me online and message me, and they say, look, I saw you on Instagram, I saw you on Reddit, I just thought you might want to know.
Right. Well, I mean, because she showed up on my account, and I don't follow
New Hampshire.
Anybody.
So I'm wondering, do you know where the majority of your viewers are from? Like, are you keeping tabs on, like, they're not from Northern Ireland, they're from the States?
Well, if we look at my, Instagram, the majority of my followers are in the US. Mm-hmm. Then I think second to that is the UK, which is obviously where I live. And then for some reason, me and my friends are very popular in Mexico City, and I don't really know why, but that's our top thing.
You know, maybe it's the curly hair, you know?
Yes, I mean,
or
the glasses.
The curly hair, yeah.
You know, you know as well as I do. Obviously, you know, but you know as well as I do, you have a real girlish kind of fun look about you. You know what I mean? Like, not take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
And with the TikTok videos that you make, like, I don't do TikTok, so, you know, I didn't know they were TikTok videos until you told me. But I also didn't know that, when I heard this clip.
Beards, dad bod, financial responsibility. Excuse me while I go take my clothes off.
Like, when I heard that clip, I didn't know that wasn't your real voice. I thought, and apparently, none of them are your real voice.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
None of them are. That's probably become very obvious to you now that you can hear me.
Right.
I am not American. I am Irish, so I have an Irish accent. I've also lived in Scotland a lot of my life, so you might hear a bit of a Scottish twang as well. So this is my real accent, basically. I don't know why I haven't put any Instagram videos up of me talking. I've done some stories where I'd answer questions and stuff.
Yeah.
But all of those reels that kind of, you know, blew up out of nowhere, none of them are me.
Are you going to have a contest to pick whose voice you can use next? Like, I'll try to enter in a contest.
I kind of just go through like a lot of popular sounds, like maybe that my friends are using, and I would use them as well. I do quite like making sure that my lip syncs are quite tight, you know, so that people don't know that it's not me speaking. I quite enjoy that aspect of it, you know, almost acting it up a little bit.
This is for those that are just tuning, or I don't know if you would pop it in the middle of a podcast or whatever, but Joe goes by the name Tall Ass Girl on, how many platforms are you on, Joe?
Oh, goodness. I'm on, okay, let's think. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, Twitter, OnlyFans, obviously, Twitch, YouTube. That might be it.
Let me just say, this is your first interview you've ever done.
Fantastic.
You're kicking ass so far.
Oh, thank you.
We've talked to a lot of people, and we had to do it on Zoom, right? So this is a Zoom phone call. I can't see Joe. She's got her picture up. But I will say that, you know, I guess I'm a dad, right? So my daughter's 26. My daughter's 27. I worry about like safety and, you know, weirdos and creeps and stuff like that. That's something I'm sure maybe you've had to deal with it already. How do you handle it?
I mean, some days are better than others. Like, you have a lot of, the vast majority of people are so nice. You know, they're so lovely. They leave a lot of compliments. You know, their messages are perfectly lovely. Like, people who end up subscribing to me, I actually have a few people who I would consider myself to be quite friendly with, just from talking to them on OnlyFans, for example. So the majority of people are absolutely lovely. Unfortunately, like you said, there are a few weirdos. Luckily, on most platforms, you can block, which is quite handy. Usually, I either go the route of just blocking and not saying anything, or I kind of troll them back a bit because I find that quite funny. personally,
I like her. What's not to like about this woman? She'd fit in great with us. Are you kidding me? You know?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a slot open for me, I'm happy to fill in.
Maybe we can have you do news.
Kelly's our news guy, and anytime we talk to someone we like, Roadkill offers them Kelly's job. That's what we do. That's what we do. So, there's so many. I don't want to get personal about you know what you make, but are you making a comfortable living? Like you're doing? Are you going? Holy crap! I'm making a lot of money here.
I don't mind telling you. I just don't want it to come across like I'm bragging, I suppose. But I am. I think I'll tell you. Last month I made almost $50,000.
Wow.
Nice. Good for you.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. That was a big month for me because, like you saw, all of my reels for some reason completely blew up out of nowhere. So I had a big influx of people coming in paying for my content, which was wonderful. Unfortunately, at the minute, it's kind of gone in a bit of a downturn. I don't know if it just the Instagram algorithm picks and chooses what it likes.
Yeah.
So at the minute, it's a little bit slower, but you know, it's still steady. You know, I'm not complaining by any stretch of the imagination.
You're conducting business, right?
Mm-hmm.
On social media platforms that I don't think really understood when they started how they would be used. So they're always coming up with algorithms that benefit them more so than you. And you got to figure out how to move to stay ahead of that curve, right?
Absolutely.
And you have curves. But is there a game plan for you as far as like you just want to ride the wave as long as you can, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started this, I had no intention of it becoming this big. I was working in an office job when I first started. I was hoping I would make maybe a couple of hundred quid extra, you know, for pocket money.
Right.
And then obviously as things spiraled, I've ended up leaving that job, starting to do this full time, you know, owning my own business now, which is to do with this, having multiple, I guess, income streams from like OnlyFans. And then whenever I do stream on Twitch, sometimes that can bring stuff in as well. I've kind of forgotten your question. Sorry, I go on a bit of a tangent.
I was already thinking
about it. I can listen to the accent all day. It's fine.
I know.
Yeah, you really should bring that to the videos. Because people, works.
I will say that I connected with Joe because of a listener or two that then went and signed up for her, you know, for her OnlyFans account. And apparently they said something to you and you posted the link to us talking about you and stuff like that. And then when I brought it up to these guys, you know, we've talked about you since and we're like, let's get her on. Let's talk to her, you know,
Absolutely.
And see what it's like. Let me ask you this. Do you ever get sick of it and just say, I don't want to do that shit?
I want to keep my clothes on.
Like I did just today. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, but you could do one day where you do a bunch of videos, right? You put a bunch in the can.
You knock a few of them out in one day and then you take the rest of the week off. Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm quite a lazy person, really. I like to do things the way that'll maximize my time as much as possible. So usually I do bulk shoot my content, especially for OnlyFans. I think I had like a month's worth of content lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just basically I am a giant nerd. So I like to sit and play video games with my friends.
Dude.
So I basically do all of my content in one go if I can. And then kind of coast off it while I get to sit and play video
hot
games.
Hot nerdy chicks pay the bills at the website Chive for forever. That's how they made their name is pictures of hot nerdy chicks. I was gonna ask. What the hell was I gonna say?
Greg's all sweaty. He's looking at your photos.
I'm taking my clothes off. I'll be honest with you. I was gonna ask a question about. I'm having a brain fart. Have you been to the States?
I have been to the States. I went to Florida, Orlando, did all the Disney parks, all the Universal parks, went to Daytona Beach. But that was the extent of it, really. I haven't been anywhere else. I would love to go back. I have a few friends now through all of this. Like, you'll probably have seen, like, I've posted, if anybody knows me on Instagram, I imagine there'll be some people who look me up now, but I sometimes post my friends on my story. And there's a lot of them who are from America or Canada who I would love to travel to see eventually and, you know, like work together and stuff. I think that'd be really good because I've made like a lot of friends through this industry. It's so wonderful. It feels like more like a sisterhood, I suppose, than anything else, which is quite nice. And obviously, they, like you were saying earlier, there can be some weirdos, and it's nice to have people to chat to.
I was going to say, do you guys compare weirdos? Like, oh, that one's been all over my
head. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we compare weirdos all day.
Do you guys have the same weirdos? Like, you have, like, one guy that's, like, all of your best friends on all of them, like, nonstop watching you guys?
Let's think. I know there are some people who subscribe to multiple people, like multiple girls.
Just don't let one of the weirdos be one of our guys.
I hope not.
I remember what I was going to ask you, and it's
yes, go ahead.
All right, so on the OnlyFans thing, I hope it's okay to ask this question. I don't want to be inappropriate,
yes, of course,
but
go ahead.
So I know that I'm not an OnlyFans guy, but I know that you will get totally naked on the OnlyFans account, and you explore yourself, right?
That's correct.
Right.
Yes,
I don't know, how else am I going to say it? She's a young lady. I don't want to
check in the gear.
But you're not having sex with anybody, right? Like, you and your boyfriend aren't having sex on OnlyFans.
No. Okay. Me personally, I'm a solo creator as it stands. I like doing things sort of on my own, because the main reason why is just I can take any flack that I get. You know, if somebody insults me, maybe I'll take one or two to heart. But most of the time, I just find it a bit funny.
Yeah.
But if someone were to insult, like, my partner, for example, I would take that really badly. Plus, I don't want to put that on him to have to deal with as well. Like, I'm the one that signed up to it. I'm the one who doesn't mind getting insulted alongside, you know, everything else. But I don't want to have to do that for somebody else. The only people I would make content with might be, like, other friends of mine who are also OnlyFans creators, just because they've also signed up for it. You know, they also have decided that this is what they want to do. But that's, you know, well in the future, probably.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that happening. Obviously, with COVID, I'm kind of stuck in the house.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
You're really together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, am I right? I mean, don't you think?
Yeah. Well,
so I got you pictured in mid-20s.
I was like, going to ask you how old you are, but I don't know if that's allowed.
You can.
I'm 25.
Okay, because if you said 17, I was going to fall off the friggin' chair, and this conversation was going to end.
No, but
I mean, like, look, we live in a world where, you know, people have this fixation with internet fame, thinking that it's all about that and everything. But you seem to have a pretty good handle on everything, even in you called it a sex worker. I wouldn't call it that. I'd call it, like, adult content creator. I wouldn't call it a sex worker. But you seem to have a pretty good handle on not just that, but a pretty much an even keel,
like a business plan.
Yeah, a business plan and a view of how things are and how to handle them. That I gotta think it's kind of rare for someone doing that. You know?
I just feel like what I do is a very small part of me. I like to bring my personality to the things that I do. I guess that's kind of obvious in, like, the cheeky captions that I might put up on Instagram, for example, or, you know, sometimes on my OnlyFans, I'll post, like, little vlog style videos where I just sit and chat to people. Like, it wouldn't be fun to me if I wasn't also bringing myself to it as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. You say internet fame. I fully don't believe for one second that I'm, like, an internet celebrity at all. As some people have said that to me, they're like, oh, you're famous, whatever. I'm like, no, I'm really not. I'm just a girl who lives in the UK who likes playing Rocket League with her friends. Like, I'm not Rocket famous League. Whatsoever.
Scotty, she's just a girl.
Just a girl.
Standing in front of a boy.
Standing in front of a boy.
Asking him to love her.
With curly hair.
Right.
Glasses.
And glasses. Yeah. And an unbelievable body.
Yep.
Let me just when you were just talking about that, what are the numbers? How many people? How many followers do you have? Because I know when you say when the word internet fame gets tossed around, you think about people that have a million followers. You don't have that.
Yeah.
But
no.
You still got a lot, right?
So I guess my numbers. What have I got on Instagram? I've got like 36,000, I think. My biggest platform was Reddit, which was 114,000 followers.
Yeah.
My Twitter, I think, is 62,000-ish. Like, you know, they're obviously bigger than maybe like people who just run personal accounts, for example. Mm, but definitely, there's people that I know who have hundreds of thousands, you know, compared to me.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, like, it's such a niche part of the internet that I still wouldn't consider myself famous. You know, like, I'm not going to have the facial recognition that, say, an actor or an actress would have.
Right.
Obviously, maybe people would not want to admit that they know me. That's the kind of difference.
That's dumb.
Then they have to kind of admit something to other people, I suppose, is what I'm getting at, you know, that they've been looking at the wrong side of the internet. But
you are the first, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, she's the first internet, you know, performer that we've reached out to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. And part
I'm
of that,
honored. Thank
well,
no, you.
Well, part of that too, Joe,
on the show.
Yeah, on the show.
What people do in their personal time.
Late on Saturday night, Joe's peak hours. I will tell you that what got and Scotty and I both agreed that you're funny. Like, the videos you make are funny. That's a part of it too, which I think is kind of, you know, that's why I felt like not like a total creeper, you know, reaching out to you, said, hey, you know, when you wrote to me and I wrote back, I just said, wow, she's pretty funny. She sounds like she's got a good personality. So, and you do. So it's really been a pleasure talking to you, kind of getting to know you a little bit here. We appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's been, I don't know, I feel kind of starstruck a little bit. You know, you guys have quite a big following yourselves, so it's an absolute honor to be here. I'm so happy.
Yeah, we're not a rinky dink, you know, little station. May not be BBC One.
We're not
One.
Big as you.
We're not BBC One, but you know, but it's great to talk to you, and thank you for being so honest.
Yeah, no problem.
And really cool. And maybe we'll have you on again. We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much.
So when you're done, you just like go into the other room and jump into one of those jumpsuits that you do, and then
she's taking today
video
off.
Game time.
How does this happen? I don't even know. One minute she's in clothes and she jumps up.
It's next, amazing.
They're gone. It's
amazing.
Crazy.
It's a superpower.
Hey, Joe, thank you very much. We hope you have a great day, and thanks for coming and hanging with us on the Morning Buzz. And this will be on our podcast page under the 24/7 section, so you'll be able to you'll be able to hear the whole thing if you want to listen back. I think you did a great job for your first interview. Really nice job.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you again for having me. It's been great and lovely to get to know you all.
Lovely to get to know you too. Thanks very much, Joe. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Nicely done.
Very nice.
Yeah, she's good.
That's very good.
Really?
I can't believe she called herself a sex worker.
Yeah, that's not something that we would call her here.
That's maybe they call it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not having sex with anybody. You know?
Right, and that's why I thought it was weird. She's like, I'd call myself a sex worker. And I'm like, oh, no.
I got the email from a listener who said, hey, I joined her site and I told her about you. And then she tweeted about us and she posted us talking about her. And then she reached out to me. And that's how it all kind of came together.
I think she's from Port Rush. I've been there. We can go there.
All right.
I think that would be so cool if we tracked her down.
She'd love
That's
it.
Not creepy at
it's
all.
Me, Greg and Kelly.
Could you imagine?
I'm sorry, who?
Like a day later. There we are.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Hey!
There you go. Tall ass girl is what she goes by. And she's on all those platforms and stuff. So there you go. There you go. That was an interesting 24/7. We appreciate you joining us today. And we will see you
tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a lovely day. Happy anniversary, G.
Thank you.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.